With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The young Canadian writer Guy Vanderhaeghe is virtually unknown in the United States, but U.S. readers are in for a treat. Tickner and Fields in this country has published Guy Vanderhaeghe's first two books, a short story collection called Man Descending, and a novel, My Present Age. In the novel, Guy Vanderhaeghe's anti-hero is called Ed, overweight and obnoxious, who sets out on a wild search for his estranged wife in the hopes of redeeming his marriage. Guy Vanderhaeghe, who is of Belgian extraction, was born in a farming area in the province of Saskatchewan to a family with a tradition of storytelling.
I think I have uncles who are great raconteurs. They're not educated men, but they tell stories almost better than anyone I've known.
Many of Guy Vanderhaeghe's stories have rural settings.
In Canada, I'm thought of as a regionalist, perhaps the way the southern writer is sometimes thought of in the States as being someone distinct.
Guy Vanderhaeghe says the perennial question for Canadians is, who are they?
They know they're not Americans, and they know that they're not Englishmen, but they're not entirely certain who they are if they're English-speaking Canadians. If they're French-speaking Canadians, they know very well who they are.
Guy Vanderhaeghe says Canadians are almost a colonial people, overshadowed as they are by U.S. cultural influence. But he says Canadian literature seems to be coming into its own.
There's a generation of writers, Canadian writers, like Richler, Margaret Atwood, Alice Munro, Mavis Gallant, Robertson Davies, who in fact became models for younger writers like myself.
That's Guy Vanderhaeghe of Ottawa, Canada. His first two books have been published by Tickner and Fields in the U.S., Man Descending and My Present Age. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.